with an extreme heat warning for most of Middle Tennessee. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell wants to halt a data center planned near the Nashville Zoo. The community has expressed concerns for the project, ranging from a lack of transparency to noise pollution that could affect zoo animals. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports the mayor filed legislation today to seek eminent domain on the property where the company DC Blocks plans to construct a facility.
The data center plan near the Nashville Zoo has spurred enormous pushback. More than 500,000 people signed a petition supporting the zoo, and many people voiced opposition to the project during a recent public hearing. Here's local Hanny Latif.
I go to the zoo on my birthday as a grown man every year, and I love these animals dearly.
DC Blocks is behind the project. Marketing Vice President Bill Thompson says there's been a lot of misinformation about it. He says this data center won't support AI, and instead will serve as a connectivity hub between consumers and larger data centers.
So this is a connectivity hub that helps bridge between the consumers and the larger data centers around the region that might serve their need.
DC Blocks was supposed to purchase the land for the project in July for $23 million. But the latest move by O'Connell could stop it in its tracks. If his eminent domain legislation is enacted, the city will have dibs on buying the property. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
The city is considering a moratorium on data center construction, as well as new regulations. Well, with the current heat wave, January's bitterly cold ice storm may feel like a distant memory, but the cleanup is still not done. For months, volunteers with Hands On Nashville have been helping chainsaw downed trees and haul debris to people's curbs. At one point, they had some 3,000 open requests for assistance. Now, they're down to around 300. As of this month, federal emergency management officials say they've approved some 16,000 applications for ice storm assistance, totaling some $36 million. You can find out more about volunteering to help with storm recovery at HON.org.